Now dictation for Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, September 13, 52. Address as a letter, Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, 607-6875. Dear Dr. Gaffney, follow up Mrs. Williams, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit October. No hospital admissions. She has coronary artery disease, valve abnormalities, and apparently aneurysm. Discussion to see if she's a good candidate for surgery, Grand Rapids spectrum. Underlying COPD. Needs to have clearance heart and lung doctors. Denies vomiting dysphagia, has gained few pounds, says to be eating well. No diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, has a chronic back pain, still a smoker, half a pack per day, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, denies orthopnea, PMD, decreased hearing, other review system is negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight metoprolol, Norvasc, Lasix, anticoagulation with Eliquis, bronchodilators. Today, blood pressure 160/74. COPD abnormality, distant breath sounds, no localized valves, no wheezing, no pericardial rap, no abdominal tenderness, no gross edema, decreased hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry, February, creatinine 1.22, which is baseline. GFR of 46, a stage 3, a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, glucose, no anemia, normal calcium, prior liver function test not elevated, normal albumin, no phosphorus available. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next number, blood pressure, systolic, poorly controlled in the office, needs to be rechecked at home before we adjust medications. She is on a low dose of amlodipine that could be increased. She is on loop diuretics. For blood pressure, HCTC, chlorthalidone will be a better option. Next number, smoker, COPD abnormalities. Next number, documented extensive atherosclerosis as indicated above, discussion about coronary artery disease, aortic valve replacement. She does have a systolic murmur on physical exam. She has prior documented infrarenal abdominal aortic aneurysm with atrophy of the right kidney and complete renal artery occlusion. Next paragraph, there has been no need to change diet for potassium, no need for bicarbonate replacement of phosphorus binders. Phosphorus needs to be checked as part of the medication of the blood test. I'm afraid that she might be considered a high risk for interventions. We will wait cardiothoracic recommendations, end of dictation.